I just kind of hit that enough is enough moment. If not me, who? If not now, when? And I said, enough's enough. Let's put people together. Let's bring a team together. You know, we don't have to wait around on the government for these things either. I mean, there are solutions to things like censorship just by working together. I mean, that is the thing everyone has failed to do, is we go every different way, but we never come together enough. I know a lot of people right now are very pessimistic and having a hard time, and you know, just keep your chins up. There's good stuff coming, guys. I'm telling you, I promise. And at least some of it, I'm helping direct some of it, so I know there are some good things coming. Somebody said once, I don't know who, but revolutions never go backwards. I think it was actually President Lincoln, but it's worth to remember, for better or worse, revolutions don't go backwards. This is here to stay.
Get the best priced and most bioavailable TA65 telomere lengthening product on the market, the BioEnhance TA65. Being that TA65 has been proven to lengthen human telomeres, it has historically been priced at thousands of dollars and out of reach for most people. But this new low-dose formulation with up to 50 times better absorption now makes it a realistic option for those seeking the telomere lengthening benefits of TA65. At only $100 per bottle, it is now more affordable than ever at the lowest price seen in the market. Buy today with confidence with the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This episode, I have Dustin Nemos coming to the program. We are going to talk about censorship. He has a lawsuit that he is formulating. He has his lawyer lined up. He has a lot of influencers. He's been talking to me about it and others about putting this lawsuit together because of the incredible censorship that we are experiencing. And let me show you some of the censorship that I alone am experiencing.
The following are screenshots from YouTube Analytics. This video is a great example of the censorship many are experiencing. You can see that this video received almost 600,000 views and then dropped like a rock to almost no views. It also received over 22,000 shares, which would make it virtually impossible to drop off like this without a deliberate effort by YouTube and others. This graphic is a screenshot from Social Blade showing my new subscribers over the last 30 days is only approximately 300. That is the lowest amount I have ever experienced since I started. My first full month, according to Social Blade, I received 519 new subscribers. My average for a month is approximately 5,500 subscribers per month since October 2017 forward. So something pretty extreme happened to affect my new subscriber count just this last 30 days. I took a look at a few analytics and items to see what could be happening. Of course, we do not get to see the inner workings of the actual algorithms that are causing the censorship. But this does give us some clues. This graphic shows where my traffic is coming from last quarter before the censorship on my channel really became oppressive. I mean, they were still doing it, but not like they are right now. You can see that based on views in the second column, YouTube did suggest my videos to others, resulting in 34% from YouTube suggestions and another 38% from browse features. Now compare that to the last 30 days, you can see that 64% of my views are coming from external sources. That means from sharing by you listeners and others, not from YouTube. My channel pages, along with external sources over the last 30 days, resulting in a whopping 70% of my views. A complete reversal from before, which is why the view count is significantly less lately. Another observation I made is the hacking of my keywords. This one really grates on me. This happens on almost all of my political videos or those with controversial themes. This graphic shows how somehow someone hacks into my YouTube and changes my keywords to broken individual words that mean pretty much nothing. For example, forbidden knowledge TV as a phrase has a meaning. But when you break it up into three individual words, forbidden, then knowledge, and then TV, of course they're not going to pull up this video. It means nothing. Or if you look at Kim.com, that would virtually mean nothing as individual words as well. Of course, all of this results in lower revenue, as you can see with this graphic. I never really made a ton with YouTube, as my work is so often censored initially when the highest views occur and then they turn it back on. But nevertheless, at least I was making some money and it wasn't bad. But you can see here the drop in revenue that has happened just recently because of all these censorship issues, and you know, it just is steadily dropping. And it makes no sense. I have the most subscribers I've ever had, and my revenue just keeps dropping. Perhaps the censorship committee's goal is to take incentives away, hoping all of us will just leave on our own accord. But I do not think that will happen anytime soon.
So you can see my censorship is pretty severe, and all of us are experiencing that. I have noticed that there's some newcomers or people that haven't been around as long who are enjoying the fact that we're being censored because they're getting a lot more views, which is fine if they're really good. But the problem is that they're keeping important news and good journalism from getting out there, so people don't know what the truth is. And the only way we're going to get this out there to people now is join the newsletters, you know, email, share stories. Social media, they keep censoring that. So maybe you got to do it through email and do it through other means, because we need to keep getting the truth out there and getting facts out there. And they have a narrative. They have a way they want the world to look. And if we don't fit it, they are going to censor us. And that's what we're seeing right now. And because they're censoring us so much, it's that much more important to support people, you know, whether it's Patreon, whether it's, you know, for me, I like the idea, you know, I have all these affiliates that I advertise. Don't buy unless it's something you'd buy anyways, because then, I mean, I don't want handouts. I'm hoping it's a win-win. I am purposely going and looking for people that, and products that I believe in, that I use personally, or I really believe in, that I think is a great quality, great price, and I think it's a win-win for everybody. So if it's something you'd buy anyways, then please consider buying it through my affiliates and Patreon. I have a lot of exclusive interviews and more of it. I'm doing a lot more exclusive documents and research that I'm putting up there. And yeah, if it's really important, I will make sure it gets out there to the public. I'm not going to keep the public from learning the truth, but I am doing extra for my patrons. I don't want handouts. I want it to be of value to you. So anything that you give me, you get in return in more value. And that's what I'm doing with affiliates. I'm working at it. So I hope you can see that and appreciate it. So let's now get into my interview with Dustin Nemos. Hi, Dustin. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, Sarah. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, we both have been suffering with a lot of censorship, and it's not just us. It seems like it's a lot of us in the alternative media that has real journalism, but do not fit the narrative. I do see some people who are benefiting from us being censored, which I think they'll get around to them pretty soon.
Sure.
I'm seeing some of that.
Yeah.
People who are newer to the party, and they're benefiting from all of us getting censored. But
yeah.
I think you've seen that too. And I don't know, maybe they're purposely bumping them up, but there's a lot of us getting censored and you're getting fed up with it. And you're starting to initiate a lawsuit. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, at least he hasn't told me not to say anything yet. So as of right now, I just kind of hit that enough is enough moment. If not me, who? If not now, when? And I said enough is enough. Let's put people together. Let's bring a team together. But I said that, you know, quite a while back, and I've been just focusing on kind of building some momentum, and now I've got an A-list attorney ready to go. I'm not quite ready to reveal his name yet, but yeah, he's ready to go. I've got a bunch of people behind this to get the word out about it when it happens. You know, I kind of build all that up in the shadows, kind of sneak up on big tech, because look at what happened within 30 minutes of me talking about suing them on Twitter. No numbers mentioned, like nothing specific mentioned. I had this weird 100 times a minute phone call come in. Is the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life. And I've, you know, there's pranks calls, there's calls where you're trying to get people to give you money or your credit card or stuff. This was like demon screams for repeat, 100 calls a minute. I couldn't even turn my phone off. It was weird.
Well, they know how to hack into stuff, right? They just automate a phone call behind the scenes. It's really not that hard to do.
Yeah.
And they are harassing us. Now that's another thing. The problem is you can't prove it was them, but it's somebody in the deep state. It's somebody that doesn't want us to be doing what we're doing. Now,
sure.
You have a lot of people who are lining up with you who
want to join this cause, want to join the lawsuit. Are you planning on doing a class action lawsuit, or is it going to be a one-on-one deal?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, because a couple people have asked me that, and I didn't really have a good answer. I talked to him, and he said that we have to do a little bit of homework and research before we can even answer the question, because with a class action, basically everybody has to be identical, like the exact same incident, you know? It's almost as though you're looking for the exact same cause, the same crime, the same problem, the same company, like a Twitter, and then you would initiate that because they're all so similar. And maybe we have different cases. They're not that similar. We have to kind of figure it out. I suspect that there's room for both.
Yeah, I think it's a different thing. We're entering into a new territory when we're talking about social media and censorship. And I think a lot of these old-time attorneys, and I don't know if he's old-time, but I know that I've talked to some old-time freedom of speech attorneys, and they just don't know how to attack this animal because the current laws have to be rewritten. But they're allowing you to be both. They're allowing them to be a utility, and they're allowing them to be a editor, you know, a publisher.
And
they get to pick either side for whatever case that they're fighting. And they win on both sides. So that's BS. That needs a change.
Yeah, it's a rigged game, obviously, and people know that. And, you know, whether or not they have the sort of the contractual like right in that case, obviously they're in the moral wrong. Obviously, contractual rights and obligations don't extend to discrimination and things like that. So there are a lot of weaknesses that no one has decided to go after them on, because frankly, these guys had too much power. I mean, I wouldn't do this except that we're winning and Trump is in office and everything with Q is going on. So I'm pretty optimistic overall.
Okay, well, it's interesting because there's groups that are optimistic, there's groups that are not so optimistic. It's kind of all around the board. I think that the censorship.
Until the fight.
Yeah.
I was going to add the FISA bombshell should clear up that crowd.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope the FISA bombshell clears things up. There's a lot of things that are making people think that it's not going that well, and then there's other people who think it's going phenomenally well. I guess until I see high level arrests and I see the deep state actually going down, not just with stories in the media, but actual arrests and actual actions that mean something, I don't know. I can't say that we're winning.
Sure. Well, I'm just looking at the trends. It looks like we're gaining ground nonstop. It looks like, you know, Trump is making power moves. Kind of switching topic a little bit. I mean, a lot of the stuff he's doing, I don't think he would do that unless he was in a position of power. So, you know, it all goes back together. And even Trump is using the bully pulpit to go after the censorship issue. That's why, you know, with him doing that, with us doing this, we have a movement of millions of people behind this thing already. We already have, you know, Trump doing the bully pulpit. We have the courts kind of looking at this issue. We had, you remember Jeff Sessions got half the AGs together and he looked at the antitrust issue. So who knows where that stuff is, right? There's so many things coming their way that nothing can save them from it. It's not even an issue of whether or not we win this lawsuit. It's what's left to take.
Well, I hope so. I mean, there's so much crime and so much corruption and so many people that have been involved in that in position of power that are fighting to keep themselves from getting into any kind of serious trouble that... I mean, I don't know. I don't know who's compromised and who's not. But I got to tell you, I haven't seen any big fish go down yet.
Sure. But they're starting to act pretty nervous, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're panicking everywhere. And I think this is a sign of panic.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead with your question.
When do you think you're going to initiate this lawsuit? Because I couldn't be sooner from my perspective.
Yeah, me either. I was supposed to start on Monday, but... Okay, so what I want to do is, because it's probably going to cost like $200,000, is I want to set up a nonprofit to actually be able to take in some donations. I'm starting it because I think people will show up and help me finish it. And I have very little doubt about that, because there is so much energy around this thing and we're going to have so many eyes on it. It's going to probably be like pennies per patriot to even try this thing. It's not even going to be that expensive.
I can't tell you how angry I am with the censorship lately. I mean, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm just so frustrated. And this will destroy our country if censorship continues like this.
No, absolutely. We don't have that much time left. I mean, the next election's right around the corner. If they somehow like swing something or just cheat it again, I mean, that's it. The castle is destroyed at that point. Like the bad guys are in. We have to kind of keep the wolves at bay. You know, I kind of want to say the Marxists, but either way, we have to keep the bad guys off of our throats. And that means just a little bit longer. We need to kind of hold the ground, hold the line, persevere, let Trump do his work, you know, do what we can to reinforce his message. But on the other hand, you know, we don't have to wait around on the government for these things either. I mean, there are solutions to things like censorship just by working together. I mean, that is the thing everyone has failed to do, is we go every different way, but we never come together enough. And the left is really good about coming together. So if we could unite the way they do, nothing could stop us. I mean, it really is a level of like Trump versus an AOC. Like that's kind of the difference in the IQ range on the two sides, but we don't work together. They do. So I'm hoping to break that. I'm hoping to unite enough people, kind of a roundtable thing where we can just take on censorship, you know? Just say, look, enough's enough. You can't ban us. There's too many voices. And if you ban one, we'll all say it. It's like a defense pact.
Well, we have to do better than what we're doing now. Because right now, I mean, I looked at a thing that Hodges put out. This was, what's his name? The very liberal Hodges. Dave Hodges, I think. And it was 2.2 million views on how the American empire is going to fall, right? The fall of the American empire. And
I think it already has, honestly. I think Trump just took it. I don't think what we had before was very good. And I think it was an empire. And I think we were doing some empire building and everything else that, you know, created a lot of problems for us in the world. And I think Trump is going to stop a lot of that. And I think, you know, he has scaled back government in many ways. He's even made some kind of poked fun, I will say, at the military-industrial complex recently, which kind of shocked even me. So who knows what he's capable of if we backed him.
Well, I was listening to him, and his whole view on everything is different. Yeah. And the fact that it got 2.2 million views, where there isn't a single person who's defending our country who has more views than that, or even close to that.
Yeah.
And he's ripping Trump apart, and it's he's saying that he has a different view than Trump because Donald Trump views all immigrants as a problem. He's blaming all of the America's problems on immigrants and all the poor people. And to me, that is a complete narrative BS and is completely missing a point. But of course, he has 2.2 million views. I was very angry. And I think it's missing the point of how our, it also misses a point when I think about technology. I got to do a whole show on this, how our whole economic system with technology and advancements in science and the whole world is changing. The whole economic system is changing. And yeah, all these old timers like him are still living 20 years ago and don't understand how the world is changing. And he's still blaming everything on immigrants and saying that's all Trump is saying and completely missing the point.
Yeah, and that's really just it's a scream.
It is.
We know and they know. They don't really care about immigrants. They actually are some of the most racist and vile people ever.
I don't think he is.
Just look at any black person that turns against KKK. I'm sorry, not a KKK, but turns against the Black Lives Matter or the Antifa or the leftist talking points. Then they accuse that black person of being KKK. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And then all of the racial terms come out. I mean, we know where it comes from. The hate.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. No, I don't think it's Chris Hedges. That's who it is. Chris Hedges.
Oh.
I think he believes what he says. And I think his background, his father was a minister and so forth. I just think he's never ran anything. He's never ran a company. He's always been a journalist. He's was on the front line of wars, so he saw a lot of bad stuff. And so he has a chip on his shoulder. And he views the world as a dark plague and doesn't understand science, technology, and the whole new economic world that's changing around him. And he's caught in the Democratic narrative and can't get himself out of it. Has no clue.
Sure.
But my point is he got 2.2 million views, and the rest of us are getting nothing compared to that. And that's the theme that I'm seeing.
Well, that we know of.
Oh, yeah. Unless they're hiding the numbers.
I don't know.
Yes.
like, I think we're deboosted at least 50%. I think it's probably more like 80 or 90 or 95, to be honest. I don't look at those numbers anymore.
How do you know, though? How do you...
I mean, I keep pressing on, and people keep showing up when I need them, and that's all I know. Like, I barely look at the likes and all that other stuff anymore because I just stopped trusting it months ago. And you know, I keep talking about the truth, and I keep doing what I can to get around the censor. I'm not, like, giving up on it, but, you know, people are helping spread the links. I know you're doing the same. I mean, that's how we are able to grow and how we're able to kind of withstand is our audience dead loyal. I mean, you can't beat them.
Yeah, I agree with that. They are dead loyal. And I also think that I've been told, too, that we're off by 5 to 10% in what our views are. But I've seen, like, I'll go to Social Blade, and my subscribers are what is getting killed right now, my subscribers. I'll see it, and it'll be up 10 on Social Blade, and then it'll drop another 10 on YouTube. It's constantly, they're messing with my subscribers big time. In fact, that's what people need to make sure they're clicking the bell, and they're making sure they're subscribed. Every time they listen to one of our videos, they got to make sure they're subscribed. It's awful.
And the newsletter.
Oh, yes. Get on people's newsletters. Get on the newsletters. Absolutely.
And did I tell you that time I actually tricked them into thinking I was like a paying customer of Google and they turned off all the algorithms on me for a month?
No, what happened?
That's when I paid like $5 a month worth of Google ads, and I don't know if it still works, but they turned off some of the algorithms, and that's the month I had like 30,000 subscribers and I made like $9,000 on YouTube that month. It was really crazy.
So basically,
so just like a taste of what we're...
Just a taste of how much we're being censored.
Yeah, yeah.
They actually messed up and turned off your algorithms and gave you normal treatment like Chris Hedges is getting else is getting, and you just went through the roof.
Oh, yeah, 30,000 subs that month. So really, you know, they're playing games with us, and those games really do affect people from sometimes getting to us because no one is on the mailing list. Once we get the mailing list... Like YouTube, you know, wherever we're at that day, Facebook, whatever, because people will know they're on the mailing list. We have our own connection. They can't take that off. Although, I you know, they did delete Carrie Rivera's email, apparently, from Yahoo of like 20 years. So redundancies are always good to have.
Now, are you going to use that in your lawsuit? Because that's proof right there.
That's a great idea. I haven't even asked Carrie about it yet.
Oh, no, not just Carrie's email, but the proof of, which that could be added maybe, but the proof of the signing up as a Google customer for $5, what a great investment. And
oh, yeah, I wish I had like kept all the tech data to prove it. I don't even know how I would prove that now. But
oh,
yeah, I did
bad.
That, and you could tell through my subs that month. It was just, I guess that's still there. But, you know.
Well, you have your earnings reports, and you have your, you have all the stuff coming out of Social Blade and things.
Yeah, and basically the algorithms aren't really that smart. These guys were just kind of throwing whatever they could to try to get it. I mean, imagine if they were really that smart, they would have been here day one. You know, they've gotten a lot worse lately, but, you know, that started like January. You know, that's when we really just froze. I don't know about you. My channel froze at 87 or 88,000, and all that time I've gotten to 97 almost 1,000. But, that's after the best-selling Q book, everything else. I went on like 10, 15 different interviews and all this other stuff. Got like 300 subscribers out of it. So we know it doesn't actually, you know, those numbers just depress you.
I know. You can't look at them because it really is depressing. Because I thought, I can't get over 100,000 right now because they're holding me under that. And I don't know if they're purposely holding me under that or just purposely holding me
down. They don't want to give
you
the... Yeah, they don't want to give you the 100,000 thing because then, you know, both of us were there and they'll give you the liaison. They have to talk to you and, like, they don't want to do that.
Yeah, they have to talk to us at that point. They don't want
to
get yelled at by us.
Yeah. Yeah, and you and I are going to call and be, like, really professional and polite and business and potentially, like, libelous about it. Or not libelous, but litigious. And everybody else is just going to get mad at them and give up. I mean... They don't want to give us that because then we're going to start talking to them and we're going to start asking questions and they're not going to be able to give us answers.
Well, and I actually have gotten good service from their chat group lately, and they have been nice to me and they've helped me and they've been great. I mean, if I can get one of their people to come and listen and talk to me, you know, just like Kevin Annette said that he would be locked up in a cell all night And he'd start talking to the person that would sit and monitor him all night just to educate them on what's really going on. And it's kind of like the Facebook censors. NPR actually did a report on this. Of course, they twisted it, but they said that the censors were actually learning, and they said they were becoming corrupted and becoming extremists themselves after learning all these conspiracy theorists, but they would quit with a different understanding of how the world works because they learned from all these things that were going on. And that's what happens, is if you can get to them and educate them. So I'm like, well, bring me a contact. I'll start educating that person and get to be good buddies with them.
I wish it worked that way, like kind of a reverse virus. We got to get around the ego problem, you know, even in their own books. I was catching up on some of the Solovinsky Rules for Radicals tactics on the airplane over here. And I was noticing, like, even in there, like dogma, he warns you about dogma. He even warns about Marxist dogma. A completely evil guy. I mean, the book is dedicated to Lucifer, that Hillary Clinton's like role model here. But the tactics that they use, very effective. I mean, look at like a Young Turks. Look at AOC.
It's very well. The entire college campus, almost every entire college campus in this country. It feels like the USSR or something. We're in the Soviet Union. People are afraid on these college campuses. There's a lot of smart professors, and they're afraid to speak up. They're afraid. You can't get people. You can't speak about these things that are so obvious, common sense. And they're. I just wish there was more courage from these people. It's like we're in the Soviet Union right now.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, honestly, they would love that because they would go for Bolshevik revolution. In fact, do you remember like Antifa right around the October something was the anniversary date of the Bolshevik, and then they were really trying to rile up like a bloody red bath for America Revolution Day, you know?
Oh, gosh.
Of course, they failed it. We have guns, but.
Well, people who don't know what the Bolshevik Revolution is need to go get educated on that, because that's one of the, that's probably the worst massacre that I know of in human history. Nothing that I know of comes close to that.
Yeah. So basically like Gulag, Marxist, communist, bad, take over country, everybody starves. Tyranny. And in China, they were actually eating people and boiling them alive in giant pots.
God. Okay. Well, that sounds really great.
Communism is a terrible thing, and we don't want that here, but they always go for the speech. That's the last line. You know, we have all these rights. They're all gone. We have this last right. That's the last one that they need to take before everything that they want is theirs.
Yeah, I think we just need to wisen up. We're losing our country and we're losing our freedom. And if we, censorship is the last nail in the coffin. It really is. What they're doing is they're finding all the influencers and they're killing them.
Agreed.
So I love the fact that you're suing. If you're doing any kind of, you know, class action, I would be involved in any way that I can help. This is a very important thing to do.
Heck yeah. Well, I knew that you would be one of those that would be very passionate about the topic. So, you know, it's just a matter of time. I'm still building kind of the team, the Where We Go When We Go All spirit. You know, just make sure we have enough PR, enough eyes, enough momentum to actually help the attorney wherever we can in the optics arena, kind of the court of public opinion. You know, I think that's where most of this battle is going to be fought, the culture war.
Although there's a legal war here too, because you can't win a culture war if you're censored. Proven that before the internet came out, right?
Yeah, agreed. You know, I think that if there were like 100 of us that would just say, if somebody gets banned, we'll mention it once. It's like a defense pact that person who gets banned would immediately like become 10 times bigger than they were the day before they were banned. It'd become a completely different dynamic for them. But right now I'm just kind of getting the censorship thing focused, and then with the lawsuit we'll talk about kind of the team thing later and see if we can get enough numbers to do something where we can actually move away from their platforms, you know.
Well, and I think that's important too. And I think their narrative is they've taken down the most extreme people and used them as put them up in the air. You know, they put David Duke and they'll do Alex Jones and Laura Loomer, and I think they should be able to speak just like anyone else. But that being said, they're posting the people who are the most extreme and the ones who seem more goofy and off the edge. Meanwhile, they're quietly going after the ones who are more in the middle,
yep.
who are more level-headed, who are just trying to get our country back and trying to fight this real blatant censorship and blatant corruption and blatant things that are destroying our country. And that's where the fight's at.
Yeah.
It's diversion tactics.
Yeah. Weapons of mass diversion, weapons of mass distraction. That's kind of their most potent ones nowadays. Because when you start paying attention, you know which side to be on.
Yeah, anybody who pays attention knows what's... I mean, this is crazy. Most left people who are traditional... I think I was traditionally left. I mean, I'm right in the middle. I don't know where I am. But all I know is that I'm aligning with everybody else, because once you start learning that the corruption and I'm just left socially. I just want people to leave everybody alone, right? I'm into freedom. And that traditionally, and when I was growing up, the last 20 years, that's kind of where they were at. Freedom of speech, all that stuff. Everything's flipped over. They've gone crazy mm-hmm. on abortion. You know, what the heck is that? But then there's the extreme.
From safe, legal, and rare to shout your abortion.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The baby's almost ready to be born, and that's still okay?
It's a sacrament. It's a sacrament to the
but
ego.
It's crazy that we're allowing it culturally. No matter what it is, let's use our common sense. Yeah. If the baby has to come out, get it out in a way it can live. And they say, well, who's going to raise these babies? Nobody wants them. You know what? There's a lot of people who want babies. So don't give me that argument. And then there's the...
I would adopt them.
Well, yeah, I would adopt them.
It's terrible.
And then there's the extreme on the other side, where they came up and now it's illegal. What is it? Alabama? It's illegal for a woman to have an abortion, period, unless her life is at risk, because then both die. And so that's stupid not to have an abortion.
Yeah.
But my problem with that is if she's raped or incest, now she can be forcibly impregnated and now you're going to force her to have that baby. You can't do that in a free country.
Well, government shouldn't be forcing anybody to do anything. Government should just stay out of it and not be involved in people's, like, you know, their marriages, their anything. All government should do is be like, I think I saw it in a TV show one time. Like, I don't really watch TV that often, but this guy was talking about how government should have one guy in a room somewhere underground with a red button that says nuke. That's pretty much just it.
That's a little extreme.
Everything else we can take care of ourselves. You know, I don't even think they should have that, but you get the idea. Like, nothing they do is good. Everything they do becomes an action of violence and force. You know, like Gandhi said, all government is force. It can never be weaned from the violence to which it owes its existence. So what happens? They create problems trying to fix things, the law of unintended consequences, and then boom, 100 years go by, now you have major problems that require revolution or you know, peaceful or otherwise. And I'm not calling for violence, but you create these inevitable situations.
Well, maybe you're
especially
onto something there. I just think we have two crazy. It's one extreme or the other, and that those both extremes are bad. And I am totally against abortion, I gotta tell you, but I don't like the idea of a woman being forcibly impregnated and then forced to have the baby. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's like a breeding
force.
It's a breeding program, you know? That's just incredible. But I am so glad you're doing this lawsuit. How can people track that?
I'm going to have a website soon. It's not even quite ready yet. So I was kind of waiting on the lawsuit to build up before I do the big reveal of the movement. But I'll have some information out. I'm going to kind of leak it out as I get it. I don't know what the process is yet on a nonprofit. I don't think it actually takes that long. And I'm going to go ahead and pay him probably this week next week out of my own pocket. Just to get it going, get him on the research phase, which is, you know, that'll buy him some time. But, you know, the full lawsuit, he said probably high end, $200,000, and we know they're going to appeal. But even if we say, you know, $2-3 million, I think that there are 10 or 20 or 30 million patriots out there. So we chip in a, you know, 50 cent each, and we should have this thing with plenty. And, you know, I don't expect everybody to, but I do think that people are angry enough to take 5 minutes to do that.
I agree with that. Well, good for you. Thank you for doing that and putting your neck out there. And we'll just keep fighting. It's important. Remember, people need to share stories. They need to share anything they find. Also, use email, because email is not as censored. There's different
thank
ways to get around this.
I wanted to say thank you for what you do and all the other guys out there. I know a lot of people right now are very pessimistic and having a hard time, and you know, just keep your chins up. There's good stuff coming, guys. I'm telling you, I promise. And at least some of it, I'm helping direct some of it. So I know there are some good things coming. And I, you know, the trends with the legal stuff and Trump and the deep state, I think we have that in the bag. I don't know why people are still stressing about that. The trends are just really good there.
Well, I need to see arrests. I need to see high level arrests.
Yeah, of course. But you know, that's like the last. It's like when you're like building a startup and you got to go through that 90% of like the darkness before you see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's just like that. We got to do that perseverance thing, the last 5, 10%.
Maybe.
And we can make it happen. I mean, the culture, the energy, it's all there.
I hope so.
These things don't just happen according to a plan. They happen around movements, energetics, cultures, shifts, revolutions. We have all of those things. It's here. They don't stop.
The culture shift will happen quick as somebody like Hillary Clinton or some of these big fish get taken down and their crimes are exposed for everyone
agreed
to see.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay.
Somebody said once, I don't know who, but revolutions never go backwards. I think it was actually President Lincoln, but it's worth to remember. For better or worse, revolutions don't go backwards. This is here to stay. You know, the Great Awakening, it's already happened. Now we're just dealing with sort of the cleanup crew. And that's a lengthy process, unfortunately.
Okay, Dustin, how can people get your stuff?
Well, I'm still on YouTube for now, Dustin Nemos 2, and then I have DustinNemos.com and the Nemos News Network coming up soon, so it'll have a .com. But thank you, Sarah. Everybody, make sure support Sarah. I mean, she's probably got 300,000 or 400,000 subs compared to what they're showing, but you know, she's one of the best ones out there. I know most of them now, and Sarah's got one of the best hearts out there. So definitely sign up, you know, join the mailing letter, because that's probably the most important thing you can do to not be censored. Other than like a ham radio network, nobody wants to do all that. So get on that list. And thank you so much, Sarah, for having me on. I'm going to get back to the Autism One conference.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have fun there.
I'm going to try. It's a sad topic. Thank you so much.
Bye. Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah. All right, Sarah. Bye.
Talk soon.